866-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's Your Deal?
All right, What's Your Deal? Part two. I didn't have a chance to get to my deals. I'm selfish, and Wesley, he took up all the time, so I'll get my time back. You can bet your bottom dollar. On Friday, I told you that I was in a parental conundrum, and my son, who will be 16 Thursday, he had to go out on it. Well, didn't have to, but he wanted to go out on a double date. And like I told you on Friday, he'd been out with some buddies that have driver's license, and they've picked him up and driven him around a little bit. But this time, it was a double date, and his buddy on the double date's girlfriend was going to drive the four of them, okay? And they were going to go see a movie. We talked all about it. And I was like, you know, we talked about the trust issues, what we should do, what we could do, blah, blah, blah. Other people called up and said this and said that. And what I told everyone is that he had to be home at 10 o'clock. I thought that was a reasonable first time out for this situation to be home. And Joe said, don't give him a geek time. Everyone's going to think he's a geek. His curfew should be midnight. Well, his curfew was 10 o'clock.
Per situation. That's why I said midnight.
Yeah, well, and
because
again,
it was a movie night and whatever else, you know.
And like I told you, you give kids 1 inch, then they get two. A lot of parents, when they give their kids 3 inches right out of the gate, it turns into a foot. That's why I set the 10 o'clock curfew time.
I'm going to be in big trouble.
So, everything went decent, and this is what happened. He was getting ready, and, you know, he's blow-drying his hair, and he's getting all his stuff on, and he's like, oh, they're here. He didn't have his socks and shoes on. I said, calm down. I go, they're not going to go anywhere without you. Take a break. Quit running around the house.
Oh, it's so nerve-wracking. It is so nerve-wracking that first time, that, like, first real one like that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
It's and he's had a couple other little, you know, small girlfriends here and there. So he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And I said, take a breath and listen to me. Do you remember everything I told you? And I said, do not make your mother worry. And if either of us text us, you will text us back. Don't wait, not 30 minutes. You text us back so we know everything's good, or else the phone is gone. And I'm not talking gone for a day, for a week. Your phone is gone. I pay for the cell phone, and I told them, if your mom or I call or text and you don't respond, pick up, or reply, it's done. And he said, okay, okay. He's rushing out the door. And I said,
your penalties are always so severe.
Because
it's such a harsh, harsh world at your house. It's not like, look, dude, I'm going to text you in about 10 minutes or whatever. If mom texts you during anything, make sure you pick it up. Don't make her worry. No, yours is, your phone is gone. And I'm not talking about gone for a day, bub. I'm talking gone. I pay the bill.
Yes.
I mean, you get so severe.
Yeah, you know why? Because if there's a strict penalty or punishment, chances are you won't have to enforce it. It's just like, you know, you see the red light thing. But back in the day, there was always, yeah, you run a red light, you'll get a ticket. You really? No, you won't. You'd go right through a red light. Now when you see a $380, $360, $400 metal sign above that red light, you kind of think, oh, God, maybe I will stop. And it'll be a firm stop, not a Hollywood stop. I'm going to stop.
Well, that's a lot of money.
And the reason is because the punishment and the penalty is so great, it really makes you think. That's why you set the bar high. Hopefully you don't have to be the executioner.
I don't want to take it too far, you know, out of your story, but do you think of these things ahead of time? Because in the heat of the moment like that, I can't even think that severe of a penalty-wise.
No, well, here's the thing. I'll just be honest.
You write that down on paper? You go into an outline?
No, that's me. You know me. It's black or white. So if I'm in the white zone, I go right to black. You
immediately?
Know, I'm either at 1 or I'm at 10.
Yeah, you don't even dip into the gray area, do you?
No, there's no 3, there's no 7, it's 1 or 10. That's how I idle.
The harshness of the penalties is something I may have to also take notes on.
I start my car, and it idles, and then it goes to 100. There's no 55, there's nothing in between.
I think we're learning that. All right, sorry.
So, I tell him all these things, and he's trying to rush out the door, and he doesn't want to give me any contact. He acts like he has it all. And I said, okay, you want to be a big kid, you act like you know it all. You know all the rules and everything I've told you. You got it all. He's like, yeah. And he goes outside. And mom goes outside, and she wants to see the girls, and she's waving to him and talking to him.
And the girls picked him up, right? It was the girlfriend friend.
Yeah. Yeah. It was two girls and his buddy on this double date. Okay. They all pick him up, and off they go. And so I told my son, I said, text me when you get to the theater. That way we know you're at the theater, because they were going to go to In-N-Out and they're going to do all this other stuff. So off they go. And I looked at my wife.
How exciting.
I told my wife, I go, you good with this? She's like, yeah, you know, I think I'm okay. And so she was doing her stuff. And then so what we did is we got some Ozark going and started watching Ozark. Everything's good.
Oh, it's a big kid's night there, huh?
Yeah. We watched Ozark nude.
Ooh.
And what he did about an hour later is texted and said that we are on our way to the movie now, just finished eating. So I said, okay, close enough to the movie. And I was okay with his check-in, and I didn't bother him anymore. And then it was about 9:30. This movie started at, I believe it was 7:05 was the start time. He left the house about 5:15, 5:30-ish.
Okay, that's a good time. What did he see? What movie were they going to see?
This is where it gets good now. You see, this is what happened. They never went to the movie. You see, they never made it to the movie.
Oh, he pulled a Skinner on his first one.
Hold on. Not he, but the Eddie Haskell son of a bitch that he went with. Okay.
His buddy.
Yeah. And a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, dog, it's your kid that devised this. No, it wasn't, because we know this kid. And this kid, you talk about me giving a kid 1 inch.
Dog's talked about this fellow before. He kind of thinks he may be, well, Eddie Haskell-ish, if anyone is familiar with that.
Eddie Haskell.
Up to the parents, and then behind the scenes, you're the one doing all the deviant behavior.
Well, he's the kid that his parents allow him to do nothing. He can't go anywhere. His mom's super strict. He gets no free time. He's got to babysit his younger siblings and all this stuff, and his mom keeps him on a very, very short leash, and this is the case in point. Kids that are kept on a short leash, as soon as they get out, they bust out of the leash, and they climb over the gate, and they end up in animal control.
They go wild.
Yes, they go wild.
Okay.
So, at about 9:30, I told my wife, text him. I want to know what's going on.
You had a bad feeling or something?
No, I didn't have a bad feeling. We hadn't heard from him.
Okay.
And I know my wife had texted him a couple other times after we had checked in with him. And we knew the movie got out about 8:50, about 9. And I said, just check in to know. So he knows that curfew at 10 o'clock is hard. It's firm. It's 10 o'clock. She goes, hey, boy, just checking in. How'd everything go? And this is what he said. He said, we're on our way home. And I said, wow, really? I said, throw me the phone. I said, you're on your way home already. He said, yeah, I'll probably be home about 9:45, just getting off the freeway. I was like, wow, how'd it all go? And he said, good. And I said, why was it good? You know, because he likes to give these little short answers. You know, he's busy.
Sure.
And he said, it was good. We just hung out down in Lodi. For people that don't know Lodi, School Street is like the main downtown. There's all kinds of restaurants. There's all kinds of breweries and wineries down there. The movie theater's down there. Sports bars. And there's all kinds of people go up and they cruise School Street.
Do they still cruise? They're getting in the cars and running up
not so much.
And down,
I mean, cars kind of go up, but they walk about. You know, it's a short, small downtown, but it's nice. And people go down there and the kids go down there and everyone runs around down at School Street.
All right.
So I said, what happened? You know, was it good? And he said, yeah. He goes, we didn't go to the movie. So I replied
he straight told you the truth.
Yeah, I replied with a WTF. And he said, we didn't know we couldn't get in. It was rated R and they didn't allow us in. So I said, what movie was it you were going to see? Because I didn't even ask him what movie he was going to see. I didn't even care. They're going to a movie. I don't care what they're going to see because there's nothing at the box office really. I knew it wasn't going to be White Boy Rick.
There's a lot at the box office we're seeing right now.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to go see White Boy Rick, which is what I would have went to see. So they went to see The Nun. Okay,
that's
a rated R movie.
I was hoping you were going to say Predator.
And before he left, he did tell us that his friend had bought the tickets online. So see, I already knew his friend set this whole thing up. So what they ended up doing without going to the movie was they went to In-N-Out, they ate, they teenaged around School Street in downtown Lodi, and then they went to a parking garage.
Oh, did they?
And hung out at the parking garage, which...
And he told you all the truth about all of it.
Yeah, and so, you know...
A good kid.
He has gone down to School Street before with other buddies and other girls and other stuff, and he's hung out down there quite a few times.
Oh, he's a player.
And it's not a big deal. We allow him to do that. So when he said he didn't go to the movie, automatically, I'm not... Because he never said that, yes, I'm buying the tickets, I want to go to this movie. He let me know that the buddy had bought the tickets.
Let me ask you this. Can you buy tickets for an R-rated movie? Like,
yes.
Say the buddy really wanted to do it, and they were going to go. You can purchase the tickets being underage?
Yes, which is stupid, but they'll also give you a refund if you don't use the tickets. So no harm, no foul.
When did they call you out?
When you get to the door and they ask for an ID and say, are you 18? If you're not 18, they won't allow you through the gate.
You got to have an ID to get your tickets. That's right.
Yes. No. They'll give you the ticket, but they have to have your ID to use the ticket to get into the theater.
Okie doke.
Because you buy your tickets at the window. They don't ID you at the window. They're going to ask you when you go into the usher to get into the theater.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I just assumed in this day and age they were letting kids in. I didn't really think they stuck hard to that R-rated thing anymore.
I kind of did, too, but what the hell's the use of having a rating? Why rate any movie if it's at a box office, come one, come all?
That's what I thought. You know?
But wow, they do. Man, they the still honesty. Check.
That's great.
So he told me that they didn't go to the movie, so I asked him what they did, and he told me. So then when he got home, I said, hey, why didn't you think about it being an R-rated movie and being 18? He said, I just really didn't think about it. He said that his buddy bought the tickets and nobody really knew.
I probably would have assumed the same thing, man, honestly.
And it was legit. You know, there's no redness in the eyes. He was explaining his night and what they did. And I said, so what else you do? He said, oh, they walked into a thrift store. They kicked around School Street. And then they went to the parking garage. And then after that, they left a little early because the girl that was driving didn't eat the In-N-Out and she was hungry, so they went to McDonald's and hung out in the parking lot. He didn't eat and the other two did, and then they came home.
Wow.
And that's all it was. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's a good story, dude.
And the reason I didn't pin him too hard on the, well, I thought you were going to the movie. You said you were going to the movie. The whole deal was you were going to the movie. Why didn't you go to the movie? The movie. I didn't do that because now I know that my son trusts me and he knows I trust him. He'll offer up the information as easily as he did that night. And what I've done is vetted out a creepy kid. I found out that there's an Eddie Haskell in the group that isn't trustworthy because his parents don't give him a lot of leeway.
I don't even think he's an Eddie Haskell.
He is.
I think them kids found themselves in an honest mistake. Nah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know they checked for your age when you went into movies. I bet you they didn't even think about
that's
it.
That's what my wife's saying. She said, they're good kids. Man,
yeah,
I said,
believe that, too.
Don't be gullible. I know what this kid did. This kid told his mom he was going to a movie, and he got out of the house, and that's why he bought an R-rated ticket, is so they couldn't let him in, and he had a legit excuse on his phone for the purchase of the ticket. It was all lined up. Kids at that age are very devious. And they're very conniving, and I've done that same shakedown scenario a million times with my parents, and I know what happened. He covered his tracks so he could tell his mom they didn't let me into the movie. We didn't know what to do, so we walked around. That was his story. So now that I know he's potentially a bad kid, I can keep my sights set on him. So that's how it turned out.
I wish I could see what the ratings on the big movies over the weekend are, but I'm willing to bet you there's not one in that top 10 that's not rated R.
Oh, probably. Rated R movies are big. You know, there's even superhero movies. You've talked about, like, the Deadpools and all that. Yeah, rated R movies, that's where the action's at.
Your Eddie Haskell assumption on this young man may not be true. He could be one of the best friends your son could have.
Yeah, possibly. But you know what? Until he proves me different definitively, he'll always be Eddie Haskell. Yes. Until I've got clear-cut, definitive info, he's Eddie Haskell. quickly, too, second deal, and I'll make this quick. I want legislation passed to make it illegal, and it's a first-time offense, felony, for any stream services out there like Netflix or Amazon for the movie makers. If you can't create 3 full seasons of a 10-episode show, you go to jail. If you can't,
okay, here it is.
If you can't give me 30 episodes, 10 episodes per season for 3 years, it's a felony, first offense. You go to jail.
For crying out loud. You finished it already.
Yes. Talking about Ozark.
You can slow nothing down in your life, can you? You really are 0 to 60.
I love that movie. Damn it, the ending on it on Ozark. It left you hanging. You know there's going to be a season 3. And it was like, son of a bitch, you got me again. Now I got to wait another 18 months for volume 3 of Ozark. And it's phenomenal. Well, it's fantastic. I loved it.
If Jason Bateman wouldn't be involved in every project that's coming through Hollywood right now, we may be able to get Ozarks quicker. That sucked. Did they leave it set up so it can continue on for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and the ending is so abnormal for Ozark. It was so funny, the way that it cut off. It just leaves you hanging.
Oh, gosh!
It makes you want to actually physically get in your car and drive to the Ozark and either recreate the finish of the where they left you hanging or just start your own Ozark plot and scenario. That's what
really?
They've done. Yeah.
So, it's really a good show, too. I can't believe you stumbled onto that and turned us onto it. That's a good one.
It is damn good. So, yeah, it's a felony. If you can't make 3 seasons on Amazon or Netflix, you go to jail.
What are you
going to
do now? Now you've ruined it for yourself. You've got nothing to go to.
No, I don't. I have nothing. The only thing I can wait for now is The Ranch.
That's probably got months before it comes out.
Narcos, I think, might make another, but I think it's done. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit around and
You got to learn to pace yourself. It's like a little bit of sugar with you or something like that. You get a little taste of it, you're just gone.
3 episodes Saturday night.
God,
boom! It was
crazy.
Done. Fantastic. If you haven't watched it, watch it from the beginning and then and pick up season two.
It really is a good show.
And know that it's going to be a long time waiting for season three. So coming up, 10 minutes away or so, we're going to talk to Mr. Skin. It's been a while since we've talked to him.
Yeah.
He'll be on shortly. Here's AC/DC on the River.